Arlo Guthrie.
The Almanacs weren't a group. They were a group of about maybe 15 people, any five of which could be counted upon to show up somewhere when the Almanacs were supposed to be playing. Which is a great way to have a band, actually. I've always admired that about them. We don't have anything like that today.
And it confused people. I thought I was getting the Almanacs, but you three are different than the ones that I heard last week. And the people who hired us were not happy.
Other members of the band included Woody Guthrie when he was in town, and Bess Lomax, a Texan folklorist like her brother Alan and her father John. Cheerful, handy with a mandolin, Bess was also a great storyteller.
I remember driving with him one time when we went over a long section of some sort of metal grating that we hit on this road, and the pitch of the tires went way up. And Pete started speculating about how if you learned how this worked, you could grade the surface of the road so that you could play a tune on coming into a city. That would be the right song to put you in the right mood, and you'd have a sign out say, hit this at 42 miles an hour, and it will.
I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. Standing on East Cairo Street one day. One dime was all I had.
Woody really loved Blind Lemon's record, One Dime Blues, and out of it came the song New York Town. It's a classic case of how Woody would change a song. Blind Lemon sang very high.
I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. Well, everybody gets a little hard luck sometimes.
And Woody ended up changing the melody.
I'm broke, I'm standing down in New York town one day.
Just let the note hang on as long as he wanted.
Standing down in New York town one day. Standing down in New York town one day. Well, it's hey, 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 hey. I was broke and I did not have a dime. I was broke and I did not have a dime. I never heard Woody do the same song twice, though.
Composer Earl Robinson.
That was the sense of the Almanac Hootenannies, the sense of the singings. As I remember, they went on every Sunday afternoon, mainly, although you could go in there any time and get some singing. Leadbelly would be totally relaxed. And my young son, Perry, a few years old, would play on the floor there, and Judy would throw a verse at him and then back again to the whole group. And he was marvelous with kids. He would take Goodnight Irene and he would make a verse with everybody's name in it. And this ability to improvise was something that Woody had terrifically. Pete gradually developed it. Everybody there had this kind of spontaneous, the sense of fun.
Advertised in Boston, New York, and Buffalo, 500 brave Americans are whaling for to go singing, oh,
ye winds of the morning, blow ye winds, I ho, clear away your running gear and blow, blow, blow.
They'll send you to New Bedford town, that famous whaling port, and hand you to some land sharks there to board and pitch you out singing,
blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, I ho, clear away your running gear and blow, blow, blow.
It's now we're out to sea, my boys, the wind comes on to blow. One half the watch is sick on deck, the other half below, singing,
blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, I ho, clear away your running gear and blow, blow, blow.
A winding glass around we'll pass and damn this blubber whaling, singing,
blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, I ho, clear away your running gear and blow, blow, blow.
In New York in 1941, it was Mike Quill and the Transport Workers Union that showed me what an organization could do. We were singing for 15 people here and 25 there, but one of the heads of the union said, oh, we have a strike on and we got 20,000 transport workers. Let's get them all in Madison Square Garden. Don't just give them speeches. Let's get that gang of young people, they call themselves the Almanac Singers.
The 20-year-old stood on the threshold of success. If this event went well, they'd have a national tour of unions. Pete Seeger got up his courage and stepped up to the microphone.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take a kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be a-waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting. Talk it over. Speak your mind. Decide to do something about it. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union licked. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard, unfair slave driver. Betty beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a goddamn red unpatriotic Japanese spies, sabotaging national defense. But if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.